With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. D-backs with their fourth straight victory pushed them two games over 500 last night behind a big night from Wilmer Flores.
And Flores hits one into deep center field. Pollock looks up and that ball is off the wall. Extra bases. Walker turns third. Here he comes to the plate. The throw will not be in time. He scores. Now Flores will go on to third. And the Diamondbacks lead at 11-4.
Here with Wilmer Flores, three more hits tonight. You guys had a great approach against Hyunjin Ryu. What was the key?
Get him early, because we were trying to stay away with that changeup. That's his best pitch, and we attacked him early, and it worked.
You guys really did a good job, it seemed like, of working him back over the plate, not giving in when he came in. How important was that?
Yeah, I mean, we have faced him a lot. We got to find ways to attack him and beat him. And today was that day.
For you, in the last couple of weeks, you've been swinging the bat very well. What's been the key for you?
Trying to get good pitches and trying to put the ball in the air. Because, sometimes I don't use my leg enough. And I'm trying to use my leg a little bit more right now. And it's been good.
It's been a lot of hard contact. As you've gotten into that, what have you noticed that is the biggest difference as you use your lower half better?
I think it's I gotta start early, a little bit early, and recognize the pitch. I got quick hands, and it's just confidence out there.
It's been a big help to leading the offense. 16 hits tonight. Wilmer, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Flores pacing the offense on a 16-hit night and an 11-5 win over Los Angeles. Eduardo Escobar, his 30th home run as well. Just the fourth switch hitter in history. 30 homers, 20 doubles, and 10 triples in a season. Congrats to Eduardo on that milestone. Coming up, we'll visit with Torrey Lovello, but it's Friday. We'll hear from one of the D-backs' top prospects, and today it's first baseman Paven Smith of the Jackson Generals. The D-backs' first-round draft pick in 2017 has had a monstrous finish to his season, an OPS over 1,000 since the start of July. He visited with Tyler Springs, the voice of the Generals.
Paven, you're one of three Generals awarded postseason All-Star status by the Southern League this week. Congratulations. I know that's a first-time thing for you in your career. How do you feel about that accomplishment along with Dalton Varsho and Drew Ellis?
It's pretty cool to have three guys on the same team make the postseason All-Star team. And, it's different than like the midseason where it's just one team for the whole league. So it's kind of cool to be, one of the best at the position in the whole league.
Your approach clearly has improved over the course of the season. But in terms of your practice, the things that you do before a game, what have you done in the last two or three months to be so good since June 1st or since the All-Star break? Because you've been a top five hitter in the league, I would say, since that point.
Yeah, I think challenging myself more before the game, instead of just going out there, taking BP off a guy throwing 40 miles an hour and trying to hit the ball over the fence, more get in the cage and hit the velo machine and, try to face adversity before the game so it's easier during the game.
What's an example of, a small-scale challenge that you would take on?
Yeah, well, I would say the velocity machine, those things are not easy. They throw or it spits out balls at, different locations. You don't really know where it's coming. It's more of an in-game type practice.
For you, playing this month with a guy like Seth Beer who plays positions similar to yours, what have you been able to gain from watching him, talking with him, and just seeing a new body playing in some of the similar roles that you play in this organization?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of fun, being able to have another guy as good as Seth is to be able to, talk to and work with, whether it's outfield or first base. But it's also kind of fun because it's like almost a little bit like competition, but obviously now we're teammates. But, being able to, feed off of one another is pretty good.
Does Virginia Clemson carry over at all?
A little bit. We talk about it. ACC guys, Deluzio too, Florida State. When JB was here at North Carolina, so it's been kind of fun. And obviously Drew, Louisville too. Yeah.
You've got a tough playoff series coming up against the Montgomery Biscuits. Don't want to overlook this one in front of you against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, but is this a point in the year where you and some of the other guys can say, all right, we've seen the Biscuits X amount of times. Are there finer details that we can look into to see in a five-game series, can we beat those guys?
Yeah, you kind of know what you're going to get from. They're a great team. They do the little things right. They run the paces. They, you know, hit for power, hit for average. So obviously it's going to be a tough series, but you know, pretty confident going in there.
Great finish the second season in pro ball for Pavin Smith. D-backs also announced their participants of the Arizona Fall League coming up. That actually gets started early this year, September 18th. The D-backs will have seven players on the roster for the Salt River Rafters. Will play their home games at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. If you haven't been out to the Fall League, it's a great event. But one guy to keep in mind in particular for the D-backs, Geraldo Perdomo, the top shortstop prospect who's spent this year between Kane County and Visalia. He's had a very, very good year overall. High on base guy, good defender at short. He is going to get exposed to the Fall League here coming up. And we are going to get exposed to Torrey Lovello. We visit with the D-backs manager before tonight's game against L.A. Torrey, yesterday we talked about the approach against Hyunjin Ryu. It seemed like it was a major adjustment from the last time you faced him. What did you see with the hitters?
Yeah, I thought we were crisscrossing the entire field. We weren't trying to hit the baseball in one spot in the left field bleachers. We were taking what he gave us. We saw the baseball up. We used the other side of the diamond, especially, you know, obviously the right-handed hitters, and we built innings, and guys were relentless. Once we started to get those runners on base, we kept the line moving with really good approaches and really good results.
You know, I know he's generally a guy that stays out of the middle, but the fact that he goes away so much, mm-hmm. is that one of the adjustments that hitters have to make, that knowing that if he comes inside, especially if he's not getting a call, mm-hmm. he's probably not going to be in there very much.
Well, we've seen the tape of his last couple of outings, and he might not be so specific with certain pitches in certain areas, and we were reading that, and we understood that. We were waiting and hunting for certain pitches that we felt like would be more of a miss. When he throws balls to the edge of the plate and a little off, he's very, very effective. But he's a very smart pitcher, and the catcher that he's throwing with is very situationally aware, and they know when to throw the ball in the inner half of the plate and then recharge you and start the whole process over. But I think we did a good job of jumping on him at the right time in the right space.
Ketel Marte came out of the game after the sixth yesterday. How is he today?
He's doing okay. I got news that you know, he was a little fatigued, so I took him off the field. And I just felt like, given everything that he's been through over the past couple of days and the cramping issues that have been popping up, it would be good to give him a day off today. But, you know, once again, I got word that he wanted to play today, but I just had to be the parent in the room. I had to be the one that was going to get him off his feet and hopefully get ahead of this.
It is, obviously, the hope is to give him a full day off, but if you need him, could he play defense beyond pinch hit?
Well, as of right now, we're going to assume that he is available for the game. We're going to go through our pregame workup, and hopefully get to that point where we're going to make a decision. But like I said, he came to the field today wanting to play, telling people that he wanted to play, but I had to make the decision to get him off his feet.
Three more hits for Wilmer Flores last night, and he's out of the lineup today. How difficult is that to go watch the way he's been swinging the bat and not necessarily have him in there every day?
Yeah, it's tough. And Wilmer's a great hitter. Doesn't matter if it's a lefty or right. He's got a great approach. It's very simple. He sets up hitters, doesn't miss the pitch that he's looking for. But I've got to rest him. You know, his body's a little banged up, and he's you know, had some very, very big moments for us. But down the stretch, I've got to pick my spots for him. I want to utilize him the best that I can against the right matchups, and obviously that'll be against left-handed pitching, but it'll be in there against certain right-handers as well. But today just seemed like it was a good day to give him off, let him recharge his batteries as well.
Right. And Eduardo Escobar, beyond one more for last night, his 30th home run of the year. Turning around a 100-mile-an-hour fastball isn't easy, but what can you say about the season that he's had overall?
Well, you know, I've been saying it for the past several days, and I know he's quickly approaching his 30th home run, and if he did get it, that he would be in some pretty elite company with somebody by the name of Mickey Mantle, for when you're talking about switch hitter. So when you're jumping into that category of guy, you know you're doing something very special. So he can hit anybody's fastball, as evidence of him hitting that 100-mile-an-hour fastball a long way. But he's a good hitter. He's a very complete hitter. And the numbers that he's putting up, we have to appreciate here in Arizona.
I'm surprised you didn't mention your former teammate Ripper Collins in that. I know you guys were together in the 30s, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I know that was one of the names that goes way back. Jimmy Rollins is more in my territory that I tend to remember more than any other.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight. You've seen Tony Gonsolin this year. What stood out to you about that first start when you guys got to him?
Well, he came out throwing the ball very, very well, but he got a little flimsy. He started to miss the zone a little bit, and it was his very first start in his pro career, so we understood that might happen. So I think he's a little bit more grounded. But, you know, it's the cutter-fastball combination. It's some secondary stuff that he can throw in there at any time. And I know that he's a little bit more comfortable in this environment compared to the last one. We've got to be ready to go.
You know, Zach Gallen's talked about his fastball command needing to be better. It hasn't been all that sharp since he's been here. Mm-hmm. What are the adjustments he's been working on to get to that point?
Yeah, to just finish through the zone. Stay balanced, drive fastballs through the zone, and get ahead of hitters, which is what he's been doing, and get to that second strike and finish and go beyond that. Whether it's fastball command or secondary stuff, he needs to land those pitches.
All right, Skip, you're going tonight.
Thanks so much.
Story Lovello, D-backs manager. Again, the D-backs and Los Angeles tonight. Zach Gallen gets the ball for the D-backs against Tony Gonsolin for Los Angeles. Greg Schulte and Luis Gonzalez on the call. BP show at 6. First pitch at 6:40. And thanks for joining us for early BP.